The Dentalpreneur Podcast. Okay, doctor, it's time to put down that handpiece. You're listening to the show dedicated to helping dentists get their lives back. It's time to decrease your stress, increase your profitability, and regain your passion. Now introducing your host, Dr. Mark Costas.
This episode is being brought to you by BoomCloudApps.com. One of the most effective strategies that I've personally implemented to grow my multiple dental practices is the integration of an in-house membership plan. In-house plans help to attract fee-for-service cash-paying patients, decrease patient attrition rate, lessen your dependence on traditional dental insurance, and also deliver a significant passive income to the practice owner. For a lot of busy practices, though, the management and administration of the plan itself can be a big challenge and extremely time-consuming. Well, that's where BoomCloudApps.com comes in. They take all the administrative hassle off of your team's shoulders and handle it all for you. They systemize the creation, organization, tracking, and automation of your in-house membership plan. So whether you want to integrate an in-house membership plan into your practice or already have a plan and would like help with the administration and management of it, visit boomcloudapps.com/mark. That's boom, B-O-O-M, cloud, C-L-O-U-D, apps, A-P-P-S, .com/mark. And make sure you use the promo code Mark Costas to receive 20% off their standard fee. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dentalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Costas, and today we are doing a follow-up episode with a good friend of mine. His name is Mr. Jordan Comstock, and if you guys remember, Jordan is the founder of BoomCloudApps.com, and he is the co-host of the Navigating Dental Insurance Podcast, and I love his website for that. It is SayNoToPPOs.com, and he is the co-host with Mr. Ben Tuine, another good friend of mine. How you doing today, my friend?
Doing good, Mark. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. So you recently had me on your podcast, and I had you on as a guest a ways back. And you have this fascinating business that you've developed, and it's doing quite well. So congratulations on your success and on your growth.
Thank you.
I think a big part of that is just that you are really good about connecting with the right people. You show up at tons of events. You speak at lots of events, and you have a podcast. So you're doing everything you can to get exposure to this whole idea of, I guess you would call them, in-house membership plans, discount dental plans. I have believed in this strategy for years and years, way before you had your company, Boom Cloud Apps. And I've been doing this by myself in the state of Arizona, where we offer in-house discount plans for uninsured patients. And it's been such a huge benefit to our practice in order to get people to stay in our practice, to feel as though they are members of our practice, and to convert treatment plans, right? So if somebody comes in, and you're like, okay, this is going to be $5,000 and you don't give them any options. First of all, we give them payment options for one. We do care credit, and then we do payment options. But also we say, hey, if you spend $149 on this discount membership plan through our office, you're going to save yourself $1,500 right now. So that keeps them in the practice, that keeps them, that gets them to say yes to treatment plans, and it keeps them from going next door to see if they can get a better deal.
Yeah. And that, I have a comment on that, because membership programs are and they're in dentistry, but they're not every other industry as well. A good example of that loyalty factor that it generates is I am an Amazon Prime member. I'm sure you are too, Mark. I'm assuming.
I am.
Because they have like billions of people on their membership program.
Right. It's fewer people that aren't than that
exactly.
are. Right. Yeah.
So I went and bought a TV the other day, but I went to Best Buy. And I'm like, man, I've got an Amazon Prime account. I'm a member. Let me check out the same TV on Amazon.
Did you do it while you're in Best Buy?
I was, yeah, I don't know if I've told you this story, but yeah, I was in Best Buy and I'm like, Lower price and free shipping. I'll get it on Friday. Good day to get a TV, right? So I just hit buy when I was in the store, and Best Buy didn't even know that I bought a TV from their competitor, Amazon, and it was all because of the membership program.
That is exactly why Amazon is taking over the world.
It really is, you know. It's
too easy.
They're on the same side, like on the consumer market, they're great, but on the tech side, which I see, they've got tons of products and they're all based on like memberships. Like if you got a membership to their tech side of things, you can get like awesome server space and things like that. But they're a great example of a very successful membership program in another industry.
Yeah. So I think people across the board would agree with you that the reasoning for having one of these in your office is sound. Everybody should have some sort of discount dental/membership plan within your office. It really does. I mean, you can use it as a form of marketing to draw people into your practice that don't have traditional dental insurance. You can use it to close treatment plans. The way that we do it in our office, offices is that we have $149 it's $119 fee for an individual. People are going to laugh that that's so low. But that we have a one-time registration fee. So really the membership,
what's your one-time registration fee?
The one-time registration fee for an individual is $20, and for a family up to five is $30. So whoever happens to be giving the treatment plan at that time, if they happen to sell the plan, that means that the person said yes to the treatment plan, right? Because nobody's going to buy the plan unless they're saying yes to the treatment plan. So that particular assistant or treatment coordinator gets that registration fee as their
commission. Oh, I love
commission.
That you do that.
Yeah.
I saw practice do that. The other, they signed up with our software, and within 1 month they signed up over 200 patients because they use that incentive plan that you're doing there where you give, the discount, or not the discount, the setup fee.
Yeah. The registration fee, one-time registration fee. Yeah.
Yep. Registration fee. You give that as a commission or like a bonus to your staff member that helps sign it up. That's a fantastic way to motivate people because I've seen practices that don't do that and practices that do that. And they're far more successful because their staff is obviously excited because like, oh, look, here's a way where we can make some more money and help the practice grow as well and help our patients, right?
Yeah.
So I just think I'm a big advocate on incentivizing your staff.
I mean, think about it from a psychological perspective. That means that the girls are anxious to fine-tune their case presentation skills, right? Because if they can't sell the case, then they can't sell the discount dental plan, in which case they don't get the incentive. So everybody's fighting over new patients, not fighting, but everybody's kind of angling to get the new patients in their column so that they can present the treatment plan, do such a great job presenting the treatment plan so that the patient will say yes to the treatment plan and in essence say yes to the selling the plan, and then they get an extra $20 for that particular hour. We've seen it happen where somebody's done, six of those in a day.
Nice.
And a couple families, that's $60 and, four or five individuals. That's real money.
That's good shopping money too, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's good anything money. I mean, that's a car payment in one day.
Yeah, that's true. Like my wife used to work for a dental office. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
Seems like everybody in my family works for a dental office. Yeah. My mom's an office manager. My dad owns the lab. My brother owns the lab. My little brother runs the lab.
Oh my gosh.
Right? My grandpa used to run the lab. It's just crazy. But my wife used to work for a practice. She doesn't work with them anymore, but they would create an incentive plan. If the practice hit a certain amount of like daily revenue, that they would get a $20 gift card. Right. Mm. And everyone was motivated to hit their numbers, which is awesome. Right. Everyone was motivated. And I remember my wife coming home with like every week with like tons of these $20 gift cards. I'm like, holy cow, like you're making bank just off the gift cards.
Yeah.
Right. So I just think it's a fantastic strategy for any practice to implement, and it's easy to implement.
Okay. So I'm glad that's a good natural segue for me because the reason that I'm comfortable with my plan is because I actually hired a business attorney and he did some research in the state of Arizona to make sure that I was in compliance of any rules and that I wasn't violating any legal rules from the Arizona State insurance commission or anything like that. Now we're wanting to extend out into California for my four practices in California. We want to do the same plan, but I haven't done that research. And that's why I wanted to have selfishly. That's why I wanted to have you back on the podcast, because I need to talk through if there are any new rules and laws in Arizona, where to find that information about discount dental plans. And then what do I do to research the legalities in California? And if I sign up with your company, which I want you to explain exactly what you guys do, will you help me do that research?
Yeah. So on the research standpoint, we do have, I'm a big believer in providing resources for everybody. Cause we're a specialist company, right? We focus solely on membership programs. Mm-hmm. So on our website, we do have the state regulations database that is pulled right from the National Conference of State Legislators. We do have a link to that too from that page. But on our website, we do have the database. It shows a list of every state that has regulations that are known from that database. And it states some, the regulations, right?
So
some
of the things, how many states do have regulations versus you can do anything?
I see on that list that we've gathered so far, I see about 26 states, I believe it's either 24, 26 around that area that have some sort of regulations on a membership program. Some states are a little bit more complex, like California. Now that I've kind of researched other states, California, is kind of complex, but I know the person. I can give you all the details for that, Mark. I know the person. I've talked to them on phone about the regulations. And for example, California, that you got to have a plan. You can't just go and submit it. You got to have a plan that you're thinking about selling. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we do help with, because we got templates that are proven to be successful, like Dr. Phelps, who's been on your show.
Yeah.
He's one of our advisors. Love that man. He's awesome.
Dr. Chris Phelps, great guy.
Dr. Chris Phelps, read his book about membership programs. He's a stud. So you got to have a plan in like California that you submit, and they basically review it, and then they determine if you need to get a license or not. I can send you an article from the California Dental Association that they talk about this process. And basically they say, okay, you submit your plan, but most of the time you don't need to get a license because most of them are compliant, right? It just depends on what you're offering. And I think that's why California does it. And I wish if a state were to be like California and require you to submit it, I wish they did, because California actually does a pretty good job, believe it or not, when it comes to that. They don't make it too big of a hassle. And if you do get a license – now I've heard it's like around $1,000 for the license for the year. I could be wrong. I've never had anyone had to get a license in California yet. But some states, have those regulations. The other states, they have nothing on them as far as I can tell in the research that we're doing. And we are doing more and more research on this because I obviously want to become a resource for practices when it comes to this. But yeah, you can get the list of all the regulations that we've found from the National State Legislator website right off our website. It's going to be under the resource tab. And then I was just on Howard Fran's podcast.
So go to boomcloudapps.com under the resources tab, and you can kind of find which states have regulations.
Yeah, and I'll have it right now. It's just on the news tab, but I'm going to move it into the resources tab so it's easier to find.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying about Howard, my buddy Howard?
I was just on Howard's show and we were talking. We had the same conversation about talking about regulations, and he made me post on
Dental Town
the link to the regulations. So if any of your doctors, in your audience are on Dental Town, I try to be a resource there as well.
And okay, I'm gonna pull a Howard really quick, and I'm gonna have you post it on my Dental Success Institute Facebook page.
Oh, am I a part of that? I don't know if I'm a part of that.
You are going to be now, I hope. So,
all right.
Before this episode airs, I'll have you sign up or request to be part of the closed group. I will accept you, and if you could post it That would be awesome. And anybody out there that's not a member of the closed group, it's a very small group so far. It's, I think it's less than 400 people. I haven't been really aggressive about inviting people, but anybody out there that's listening to this podcast right now, I'd love it for you guys to join the Dental Success Institute closed group. Just request entrance. We will grant you entrance. And then this is exactly what that group is for, resources like this.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I mean, I have a bunch of resources. If you don't mind, I'd love to share the other resources I have on just membership programs.
Absolutely. Yeah, cool I would also love to get a link from that California article about, you know, the kind of
That's
the process.
I'll submit all those to you, and I'll submit them on that Facebook page, because I think California the CDA like wrote an article about this, and they made it really cool. It was really comforting for a dentist looking to start a membership program, because they're like, look, these are fantastic. They talked about the benefits, obviously. And then they say, these are our regulations in our state. And I wish every dental association would do this. And I don't know, I've called a few, but they're always so, when I call them, they're like, well, you're not a dentist. I'm like, well, yeah. I'm trying to help dentists. So,
well, if it makes you feel any better, I am a dentist, and they're not very friendly to me.
They're not very friendly to you either. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, but
so it's not just,
They're there to, I guess, protect the consumer, protect the patient base. And they're less concerned about, helping dentists become more profitable. Right. But if you break it down, it's access to care for more people. So that should be part of their mission as well. But it's okay. Hey, if we have to go, if we have to take a couple extra steps to make sure we're in compliance, I think that would make people feel a lot better about, you know, instituting these types of plans in their office. I know I won't do it in California until I have, you know, some sort of resource that says, okay, this is.
I'll give those to you right after this. I'll give you everything there, because California is pretty easy from what I can tell.
Okay.
And what I've seen. But yeah, obviously the regulations are to some practices, they're maybe like an objection to doing a membership program. But for the most part, regulations that I see across the board are pretty simple. You know, they you can't call it dental insurance, you know, and we're kind of talking about the verbiage now. Mm-hmm. And some practices that do call it dental insurance, that's when they can get in trouble. What I have seen, and I was talking, do you know Bill Rossi by chance?
Yes, I do. So I know who he is. We haven't spoken.
So Bill is a good friend of mine. In fact, at the end of this month, him and Ben are doing a webinar, because I just love Bill. He's just a cool guy. If you haven't had him on your show, you got to get him on your show.
Yeah, an introduction would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll do an introduction, because I just love Bill Rossi. But we were talking about this, and he's like, Jordan, I've been doing this for, I don't know, he's been doing it way longer than me, like 30 years plus or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I've never known a practice that has gotten in trouble on this, you know, unless they call it dental insurance, because it's not dental insurance, right? It's not a risk-bearing model. And there are practices. The other day, I think one of my somebody on my success team that helps with the sales and everything, they came across a practice that had one of their advertising on their website, and they called it like Dr. Smith's insurance. And I'm like, oh, dude.
No. Take that down, Dr. Smith.
What's going to happen is they're just going to shut the program down. And make him be compliant. If he doesn't, I'm sure there's more severe consequences. But what I've seen so far, if they don't follow regulations, they say, hey, this is what you got to do in our state. And they, you know, I don't think any of the insurance commission, you know, locations in each state are out to fee everybody, right? Maybe they are, but as far as I can tell, they haven't been. And they've been really good to work with on my end when I call and ask them questions in a certain state. And that's, it's as easy as that. Just call on the insurance commission and say, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. What are the regulations? You know, even though we have tons of resources on it, it's always good to communicate, you know, to the people in your state is what I recommend.
The one that I've heard straight up people say that you can't do in many states is, offer prepaid services. For instance, I'm selling a plan, say, for $300, right? And usually these plans are a little bit more expensive because you they're folding services into the cost of the plan. So I'm selling this plan in my particular practice for $300. What that comes with, Mrs. Jones, if you buy this, is you get two cleanings and two exams and a set of x-rays per year, or and maybe an additional, limited exam or something like that. So they get a bundle of services that they're basically prepaying for. And then in addition to that, they're getting the discount that's say 20% off the regular fee schedule. So I have heard, and I don't know, this might be urban myth. I don't know. I have heard that's not,
there's a lot of urban myths on membership programs.
Yeah. So what's your experience dealing with prepaid services?
Yeah, so that's a good thing. I'm just pulling up a little letter here that I got from like Washington State. There are some states. Well, as far as I can tell, I've only seen Washington State say this about prepaid. You mentioned maybe Arizona does something like that, right?
I heard somebody from that sits on the state board that's not kosher.
Yeah, so I don't know much. On the Arizona side, we do have. I think they're not even in the database. Arizona's way. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but but with Washington, I spoke to one of the state insurance commissioner there, and they gave me a letter that talked about, they call it wellness programs or membership programs. You can do it. You can do prepaid medical, because that's, essentially a membership program is prepaid medical, right? Mm-hmm. You can do it. You just need to get a license in that particular state to do it. Is what I've seen with the states that have that type of regulation.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a no-no. You just got to make sure that you get the proper licensing in that state. And again, I've only seen a very few states that say that, right? And we're, like I said before we started recording, I want to be a resource to the industry. And I'm going more in depth on the regulation side of things, because we want to be that resource and we want to help practices be successful with membership programs, because as you know, Mark, they are a wonderful tool to help, market, retain, generate recurring revenue. That's probably one of my favorite benefits of a membership program, because it does so many cool things to a business when you have predictable recurring revenue. I'm sure you're starting to see that in your practice.
I've been doing it for 10 years. So probably 13, I've been doing it for 13 years.
13
so
years?
Yes, I've had, it's really nice because I just let the recurring revenue accumulate in the account. And then my accountant just, because we are very, very careful to have two different accounts. This does not get deposited into the same bank account.
I've seen that, yep.
Right.
So yep, I've seen that.
You can do that, but we keep it completely separate. So they make a checkout to the discount plan, and then they make a checkout for any dental services. So the check to the discount plan, we have a different credit card machine that runs the payments from the discount plan. That goes into a totally separate account. So I just let that accumulate over the year. Then I don't even touch it till the end of the year. And then my accountant does the tax return for it. We send in the taxes for what we owe for that particular entity. Whatever's left is just a lump sum at the end of the year. It's really nice.
It's fun. It's fun.
It is fun. 20, yeah. 20 grand that you didn't really, count on is kind of nice.
This episode is being brought to you by Ben Tuine and Veritas Dental Resources. Veritas Dental Resources is the country's most influential PPO fee negotiating firm for dentists. Over the last 10 years, they have negotiated over $2 billion of newly negotiated PPO revenue for over 5,500 dentists. Not only are they experts in negotiating PPO fees, they can also help you to decide which PPO plans to drop or which plans to join. In short, they are the true experts when it comes to navigating the murky waters of dental insurance within the dental office. Now, Ben and his team at Veritas have successfully helped me negotiate fees for all of my dental practices and have been able to help many of our clients increase their PPO fees as well. So if you'd like to reach out to Ben, you can visit Veritas Dental Resources, that's Veritas Dental Resources.com at 888-808-4513.
Once again, that's Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, dentalresources.com at 888-808-4513. Now, on to the show. Okay, so that's that. So
yep.
When the specifics of putting the plan together, okay, so if you're putting the plan together and in your experience, do most people take a percentage off their fee schedule or do they do a different fee schedule for their discount plan? What have you seen?
What I've seen out there, so a lot of practices will take a percentage off their fees, their standard fee schedule, right?
Makes it a lot easier, I guess.
Yeah, it makes it easier. I mean, some practices can get a little complex, but I always say when you're starting out, at least keep it simple, right? You don't want to complicate it too much, because then it makes it hard for your staff to manage. Mm-hmm. You don't want to create an administrative burden on any of the staff members is what I recommend. And that's our good friend Gary Takis always talks about this on a membership topic. You don't want to create a membership admin problem. Right. But so most practice I see is just take it from their standard fees. And that's when I say the fee for service, like it's fees, right? Because you're not going to sell it to a PPO patient.
Right.
In most cases, it all depends on your contracts there with a PPO, but on a fee for service, an uninsured patient that's coming in, yeah, it's just taken off the standard fees, and it's unlimited discounts is what I've never seen anybody limit discounts, and I just wouldn't recommend it either, because I've had some people recently just bring that thought up. I'm like, that's a cool idea and all, but we can track that through our software, but like. The whole goal of this is to get the patient on board and give them as much value as possible, in my opinion, so that they stay with you and retain, with you.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. If you're offering a discount and you get a large treatment plan from it, I don't understand the reasoning behind limiting that to a certain maximum.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a big part of it is some practices just don't know their numbers when it comes to procedures. So sure. When they say, "Oh, we're giving 10% discount," off our membership patients, we could get full price. So let's limit the discounts they can get. But
yeah, at the same time, they're accepting a PPO that takes 38% off their regular fee schedule. Advertising to those patients as well for them to come in. So they have the cost of patient acquisition, plus yep. They're taking 38% off their regular fee schedule and they have no problem with that. But with their discount dental plan, they don't want to give 10% off unless they limit the maximum. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me as well. And I just think that just provide a lot of value to your patients. They'll stay loyal to you, and you still, most practices with a 10-20% discount off the membership programs, off like all their procedures, you're still making a good profit margin. I've seen a lot of profit margins practices, and your guys' profit margins look great unless you're doing something wrong. But most of the time they look great.
Yeah. And you don't have to deal with, you don't have to deal with the whole chasing the money. You don't have to submit claims. You don't have to wait for the insurance check to come in. You don't have to worry about denials or pre-authorizations or anything like that. It's just, it's beautiful. You get cash. If you want to accept a payment plan or a third party payor like CareCredit, maybe you factor that in, cause CareCredit's going to take a percentage anyway. Go ahead.
So in our platform, we actually added a financing solution it's kind of like a hybrid payment financing plan, and because I'm a big believer in helping the patient accept treatment by breaking up the payments, right?
Sure.
So we have in our software a piece called in-house financing, where you can set it up where patients are paying you monthly, but then the practice can set they can set up a interest rate so that the practice can generate that interest to the practice versus going through CareCredit, right?
Interesting.
Because CareCredit, in my mind, is just like a insurance company. They force you to discount, 10% of your lump sum?
I don't know if it's a discount. I think they take that as their fee.
They take it as their fee. Okay.
Right.
So it's essentially you're giving away 10%, and then they're making money off the interest. Which is I mean, it works, but in my mind, I'm like, well, how can we help the practice make that interest revenue, you know, every month and have another revenue, like another passive revenue stream. If you haven't noticed, I love passive income.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because, I want to talk about the deliverables to joining you guys. So, okay. Yeah. So a lot of people are like, okay, yesterday, Mark, yes, I've known for years I have to have some sort of a discount dental plan. I haven't gotten around to doing it because, geez, it seems daunting to me. You got to come up with a fee schedule. Then you have to come up with paperwork. Then they have to fill out this application. I have to create this application. This is all stuff that I did. And it took a long time. It took me and my administrator a long time to put this together. So the option, which wasn't an option before, is to join or to utilize a company like yours, boomcloudapps.com. So tell us what the deliverables are. And this isn't intended to be a commercial, guys. You know that that's not what I'm all about. I just want to shortcut your success. So if there's a company out there and you can justify the ROI on, you know, participating with any kind of service, then I'm all for it. So tell us what comes with your service and why it's easier than doing it by themselves potentially.
Great. Yeah. So we have a lot of things that come with our service, and we're adding more and more as we grow and learn and talk to practices, and get ideas from practices. Like I love getting ideas from practices. We add it to the software. Right. And just, we want to be a wonderful resource and a just an awesome software tool to help practices not only generate recurring revenue, but generate, you know, help increase case acceptance and retain patients, and then reduce dependence on dental insurance. You know, that's kind of my whole goal with why I started the company. But yeah, so our software, it comes with automatic payments. So everything is automated. Whether you're doing a monthly membership program or a yearly membership program, you can set up plans in the software where it's automated. We do have plan templates that you can use. And one of the most popular templates is Dr. Christopher Phelps template. Mm-hmm. And I don't know I'm sure most of your audience members have listened to his story where in his first year, he like signed up 1,000 patients to his membership program. So that's a proven template that we use, and it seems like it's very successful across the board. Mm-hmm. So templates for the plans, automatic payments. We don't cap on members, so you can have an unlimited amount of members in the program, and we don't charge more for that. We got a really unique dashboard because I'm a numbers guy as well. I like to know the numbers, especially like residual recurring type numbers. I want to know those. I want to know everything about that I can. Especially, you know, in a membership program. So our dashboard is really useful. It comes with like a live tracking or live feed of what's happening in the membership program. So like, let's say you have one patient that has signed up and maybe their card declined or something. Well, the software will actually alert the practice and then alert the patient, prompt them to update the payment information via the patient portal we have. Mm-hmm. And then you know, the practice can update those cards there. We also just implemented ACH transfers, so you don't have to deal with expiration dates on credit cards, and it can just be automated, you know, without having those hassles of credit cards, which is kind of a fun thing there.
Very cool.
We've got a whole section when you click into like a member, they've got tools or tabs that practice can use. Like we got the in-house patient financing. So if you want to break up, you know, a treatment plan up in like 6 months of payments or something, you can add that in the software and then add your own interest rate and generate another stream of passive income there through the software. Let's see. I got to think now. We got a ton of stuff. Oh, benefit tracking. You can track all benefits that the patient has received. The patient also gets an online portal that you can integrate into your website, and they can enroll for your membership program from your website, so you don't have to create those application forms. It's all digital.
Mm-hmm. So you can hand them, for instance, you can hand them a template or a tablet, the same tablet that they're basically signing in on or new patient information, but you can have them use that same tablet to potentially sign up for the discount plan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So they can do it all digitally. And the cool thing is we do have we have like legal, a legal template they can use as a standing point for like a patient between a practice and patient agreement. Mm-hmm. I always recommend, you know, adding your own terms and conditions in there because every practice is different.
Sure.
But the patient can digitally sign for that on enrollment and it stores it into their account. So you've got that on file. You can print it out. You can see that you can see their digital signature.
Can I ask a question really quick, question? So if they're using a credit card, is there a swiper or do they enter their credit card information as if they're buying something online and then press submit?
Yeah, they just enter the credit card information, like they're buying something off Amazon and then they hit submit.
Okay, got it.
We don't have any hardware yet. Maybe in the future we will, so basically that's what they do to enroll. There's the ACH, like I said, the ACH transfers, which is a recent feature that we just added that's kind of cool. And then we give the landing page for patients to sign up on that you integrate into the website. You can get it, you can customize it to where you have your logo on it and you can customize the colors to match your website. So it looks like it's a part of your branding and everything in your practice.
That's awesome.
And even the patient like portal login, they don't see Boom Cloud's name. It's the practice name. And that's how we like to keep it because it's your membership program. It's not ours. Our software is just the administrator. It helps you administrate it, right? So they've got some like branding tools there in the software. But yeah, that's the dashboard obviously is my favorite part because I like seeing the numbers. I like seeing we actually just enhanced it recently where you can click into each module of the dashboard and get a detailed report. So if I clicked in like the monthly recurring revenue, it's going to show me, even if I have yearly plans, it's going to break it down on a monthly standpoint. And then it's going to show me, or whoever's looking at it, it's going to show the practice when those renewals are going to happen and how much revenue is going to happen. So you're actually, I always say you can see financial like future. You can see revenue future with our software when you click into one of the modules and it'll say, okay, next month, Jordan, your practice is going to be generating, you know, $10,000 in membership fees. Right. So we've made that so you can see the future and predict revenue, which is, that's one of the benefits of automating all the membership program is to predict revenue. Right. So that's the gist of our program. We obviously, I've got a team of people that show people live demos of the software. And then we have a video demo on our site that you can watch if you don't have time. We offer quite a bit of features there in the software. And then we're always adding new, once a quarter at least, we're adding new big features is what we're doing.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, just based on what you've said, because geez, last time I spoke to you was quite a few months ago, and you've added a ton just since the last time I've talked to you. That's pretty robust software. How much does it cost?
We offer our prices $299 is our standard fee, but then we do give some discounts. I think we've got an ad going on your podcast and it's at like $240. So that's the core cost of it. And then
if you use the code Mark Costas, you get $50 off per month, correct?
Yep. So you just tell the rep, the guy that's doing the demo or the gal that's doing the demo, that you heard us on Mark Costas, and then they'll give you a discount right away without even thinking, right? They just do it.
Nice. So, I like that.
Yeah. And then we do have some setup fees too, because we do live training with all of our customers. And that we do a $1,000 setup fee, which gives you a digital marketing kit with some videos you can put on your website to educate your patients about the program. We give you some pre-designed brochure templates that you can use or default that you can use to most practices will send them to their printer and they add their logo and stuff into them. Mm-hmm. And then we give like social media pre-designed posts. Ben 2NA helps them do a PPO analysis on that as well. He throws in a benefit there. And then we do live training and help set up the back end of the software. And the live training is great because I am a big advocate of having the whole staff on board, and that's what we try to use that for. And then I personally do a plan evaluation with every single one of our practices because I like to just do an overview of what they're doing, right? Because some practices, they love the concept of recurring revenue, but then they get a little too greedy and try to charge a little too much, and then it just doesn't work for them. So I like to do a plan evaluation and make sure they're, number one, set up correctly on our software, and if they have any additional questions before they launch, I tend to do those plan evaluations. So that's kind of what they get on setup. And then, yeah, that's all. I'll go there.
How many members do you have at this point?
So we have over 300 practices across the nation, and growing. It grows every day, every week. It's crazy and overwhelming sometimes, but it's awesome to see that we're helping so many practices. You know, and Canada is going to be a new market that we're working on. We get so many calls from Canada, and mostly the English-speaking countries, you know, that call us and say, "Hey, we want to do something like this." I'm like, "I have no idea about your regulations or the laws in your country, but if you're willing, we'd love to be, you know, research this with you." You know, in those other countries is what we do. But yeah, we're growing pretty quick, and it's been a fun ride.
That's awesome. I have some friends in Australia and New Zealand that I'm sure would be interested. I don't know what the legalities are there, but they have.
I don't either.
I know for a fact, because they did the research in New Zealand, there are no limitations to discount dental
New
plans.
Zealand? Huh?
Yeah. So any of my Kiwi friends that are listening to this podcast episode, we have a really strong footprint in Australia and New Zealand as far as listenership for this podcast.
Very
if cool. if you guys are interested, I'm sure Jordan would love to hear from you out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love to see what you guys are planning on doing over there. So, you know, and I do want to bring up one book that I recommend people to read, if we've got time here.
Sure.
It's called The Automatic Customer. It's by John Warlow, and he's really well known in the entrepreneurial community. He kind of has a book, another book that's called Built to Sell, that's very similar to The E-Myth Revisited, and I know, Mark, you've read that book.
I've read both of those books, yes.
You built okay. So Built to Sell, another great book, same concept. I kind of like it a little bit better because it's a little bit more simplified, and I'm a simple guy, right? I like simple things.
Yeah, it's a lot like E-Myth. Built to Sell is a lot like E-Myth in that it is a little bit of a story instead of just straight nonfiction bullet points. You know,
yeah,
they work it into a story, just like Michael Gerber works in you know, the pie shop. He works in you know, this guy that's working towards selling his agency, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're both great books, but, the second book that, what's his name? John Warlow called, Automatic Customer. In the first introduction of the book, he's like, "I should have wrote this book first." Right. It's a fantastic book. It talks about recurring revenue. Mm-hmm. And the benefits and the title is Automatic Customer, How to Generate Recurring Revenue in Any Industry, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic read. That's kind of the book that actually motivated me and gave me the idea to help practices do this. But it's a wonderful book, and he talks about the valuations of recurring revenue, which I find really interesting. Mark, have you ever wondered why some practices get valued for, like, what is it, like 1x annual revenue? Do you know the stat there? What a practice gets valued at?
Well, nowadays it's anywhere from 60% of 12-month revenue to 85 in a good market. Sometimes you get 100% if you're in La Jolla, California, or New York, or it depends on the market. Very, very market dependent.
Okay, that's good to know. I find that interesting. And businesses that have recurring revenue, I should say predictable recurring revenue, tend to get valued for or sold for between like 100 times or 10 times the recurring revenue amount to up to 100. You know, some of the tech companies that have a lot of recurring revenue, they can get valued at crazy amounts of valuations. And in his book, he talks about WhatsApp. I don't know if you're familiar with that application on the iPhone. Mm-hmm. But they're a reoccurring revenue little app. It was like $1 a year, and they had like $450 million subscribers that paid $1 a year.
Wow.
Right? And yeah, imagine that. And just one of the benefits of reoccurring revenue is that obviously you've got predictable cash flow, but on a long-term standpoint, the more you grow it, the higher valuation your practice can get because of that predictability and stability of the cash flow. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's my favorite, you know, benefit of creating a membership program, because obviously it helps patients. There's that side of it too, but on a business standpoint, you know, it has some serious benefits, you know, as you're growing and growing the membership fees and everything like that. It's just, it's fantastic. Is that's the word I use for it. So it's awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks for that. Those resources. So you got, The Automatic Customer by John Warlow. Yep. You talked about the E-Myth Revisited. They've heard me talk about, the listenership has heard me talk about that time and time and time again by Michael Gerber, and then Built to Sell by John Warlow as well. Read them all. They're great books. Good resources.
Fantastic resources. Great. It'll get you thinking, especially the Automatic Customer. It gets you thinking, shows you some cool data about, you know, in other industries, but most likely you're able to apply everything, you know, to the dental industry. You know, it's just an awesome book. I highly recommend it.
For sure. For sure. Okay. So obviously, guys, the theme of this program is that if you're not doing it yet, I highly recommend that you start integrating a membership/discount dental plan into your practice or practices. It's helped tremendously for my practices. If you want to go it alone, at least get the research. Go to Boom Cloud Apps and go to the resources section and find out if there are any legal hoops that you need to jump through in your particular state. If you don't want to deal with putting it all together, it's a very, very easy to justify $299 a month. If you're talking about your administrators having to put time into collecting money and, organizing expiration dates and accepting payment and all that stuff would easily add up to $299 per month. And you'd be less organized than you would be if you went with a company like Jordan's. So I highly recommend his resources. So Jordan, why don't you give us the best way to reach out to you and contact information personally and business contact information as well.
Yeah. So obviously come to our website, www.boomcloudapps.com. You can actually schedule a demo right from our website and get access to their calendar of all. So I got a good handful of people that help me with those demos that are on our team. Mm-hmm. All of them have been in dentistry. I do not hire people that have not ever been in dentistry.
Awesome.
We got a guy that used to work at Solution Reach. He does a fantastic job. And we got two other former dental office managers that work with us that show demos, and they're just fantastic people. All of them are very knowledgeable. So you can reach out and schedule a demo with those guys on the site there. We have a business line you can call as well. Same thing. Those guys will answer it. It's 801-753-8586. And then if you want to personally talk to me, you can email me at Jordan, JORDON. At boomcloudapps.com. Now, I do get a lot of emails, so I try to answer them as fast as I can, but sometimes it can be challenging. But feel free to do that. I'd love to answer any questions you guys have about it. And then we do have another resource on our website. You can download an ebook. In fact, if you just go to our website, a pop-up will happen and it'll offer the ebook, but you can go to boomcloudapps.com/book and you can download a free ebook that talks about the concept of a membership program and gives you a lot of good tips and advice in that book as well.
Okay, so it's boomcloudapps.com.
Yep. Cool. And if they want the book, it's just /book.
Well, hey buddy, thank you so much. We've spent a lot of time together recently, and it's been truly my pleasure.
Fun.
Yeah, it really has. I interviewed you on the podcast, then we got to hang out in San Diego, then you interviewed me on your podcast, now me again with you. I really believe in what you're doing out there. Congratulations on all of your success.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Comstock.
Greetings, dentalpreneurs. One of the most common questions I get is, what makes you different from other dental coaches and consultants, and how is your group different from all the other dental consultancy groups out there? Well, my answer usually surprises most people, and it's simply this. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. In fact, it took me 3 years and 21 attempts to get a single acceptance into dental school. But in my career, I've been blessed with business success early on because I reframed the typical definition of failure. To me, failures and mistakes are part of the game. It's what you do with the information that you get from your mistake or failure that separates the mediocre from the exceptional business owner. This year marks my 13th year in the dental profession, and this year I'll be acquiring my 11th dental practice. I'm still a practicing dentist, not because I have to be, but because I want to be. I'm passionate about our profession, both clinically and in coaching other dentists to reach their full potential in business and in life. So what makes our coaching group different from the other choices out there? Well, first of all, we're small. I have no desire to be the biggest coaching group or dental consultancy in the world. We have a small stable of incredible coaches who, like me, are practice owners, practicing dentists, and understand what it feels like to juggle all the responsibilities of being an incredible clinician and running a successful business. Number two, we're collaborative. Simply put, all of our clients know each other, and we all help each other out. We see each other regularly at mastermind meetings and communicate all the time on our private Google group. We're like a big family. And for that reason, we're quite selective about who we work with because, just like any other team, each member has to contribute in a positive way. Number three, we're affordable. Most people are shocked when they realize how reasonable our program is compared to what other coaches and consultants out there are charging. Number four, we get results. On average, our clients have a 24% growth rate, a 10% reduction in overhead, and our client retention rate is 96%. Think about that. From the start of our company, the Dental Success Institute, to present day, we still have 96% of the clients that we've had from the very beginning. That's unprecedented. And it says a lot about how effective this process is and how important it is to have a like-minded group of individuals and professionals that are holding each other accountable and creating great results. Now, I have to say legally that those aren't typical results and they're not guaranteed results, but what I can tell you is that if you follow our advice, our program truly works. So right now we're offering a 3-month practice analysis where we'll analyze everything from your overhead to your profitability to your marketing to your new patient acquisition and identify your biggest areas of opportunity and follow it up with a complimentary coaching call. Now, there's absolutely no obligation, but if you like our style and we like you, we can talk about how to become a member of our group that we call the Elite Practice Mastermind. If you'd like to take me up on this offer, simply email me at info@truedentalsuccess.com. That's info@truedentalsuccess.com. Simple as that. So if you're ready to take your practice to the next and highest level, shoot me an email today. I look forward to chatting with you.
And that wraps it up for another episode of the Dentalpreneur Podcast. I thank you so much for joining us this week, and we will talk to you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Dentalpreneur Podcast. Check out truedentalsuccess.com for full recaps of every show, a schedule of our live events, free video tutorials, and a whole host of practice-building resources.